This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
10:48, we're joined by Blues General Manager, President of Hockey Operations, Doug Armstrong, back on the show. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Doing great. You picked up a point last night, 2-1 loss to Dallas. I'm not sure you get that point without Jordan Binnington. He was phenomenal, as he has been for most of this season. Really, really special there late to get that thing to OT.
Yeah, he certainly stole us a point yesterday. I didn't think thought probably the last maybe the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes were the best part of our game, but there was a long time in between there where we just relied on him way too much, and we got to thank him for getting us a point, and hopefully we can turn into three today with a victory against the Rangers.
You will be taking on the Rangers at Enterprise Center, a 5 o'clock faceoff, and a fun Sunday crowd will be filing in. We're starting to get that holiday crowd, which ramps up the building even more. Jim Montgomery's team taking that loss in OT yesterday, but gaining Cam Fowler. You were able to go to Anaheim and get a defenseman that, how long have you had your eye on him, and how long did you know that he was willing to get going here and wanted to go somewhere?
Well, we've obviously competed against the Blues and competed against Cam for a long time. We understand, you know, what he is in the league, narrowing in on 1,000 games here in short order. And so he's an experienced player that is going to help stabilize our group. Obviously, when Letty went out, we've had sort of patching that through for most of the season, and just felt that right now we were taxing a small amount of players way too much, and to bring in an experienced player at a dollar value that we think is certainly suitable for our organization was something that we wanted to do to show support to our group.
What do we know about Nick Letty and the situation that he is going through right now?
Yeah, it's difficult. I know Nick, you know, wants to get on the ice, but it's been something that he takes one step forward, then one step back, and it's something that we're trying to get our arms around. But you know, I just didn't feel like we could wait any longer. We're hoping to get him back as quick as possible, but you know, there's no guarantees. So I just felt that there was an opportunity to get a good player at what I thought was a reasonable acquisition cost, and we went ahead.
He is a workhorse, isn't he? Would that be a great way to describe Cam Fowler?
Yeah, he's just a player that can, you know, touch all parts of your team if needed, and just logs lots of minutes against good players. So he's going to help us push the game along. He can play with either Falk or Parenko on any given night. I think that'll be something that that Montgomery and his staff will work through to find out the best synergy he'll have with one of those guys, and we'll get him up and running. And I think Suter's done an unreal job taking those minutes this year, and I think giving him some support with Broberg was really important.
Yeah, no question. You need another skater in there, another defenseman, somebody to eat up some minutes to help Suter out a little bit, and the rest of them. It's a very good point and a move that makes a ton of sense and solves a need for you. Cam Fowler becomes a St. Louis Blues defenseman. And then you also have some up-and-comers who are going to be skating here pretty soon. December 26th, World Junior starts. And Army, we talked about it last week. You have some names that are going to be up in there.
Yeah, they're starting to go to their camps now. And if everything goes well for the St. Louis Blues, we could have upwards of 9 players in that tournament, which if it won't be the most in the NHL, it'll certainly be in the top 2 or 3. That's where we were last year. So I give our amateur scouts a ton of credit. They're doing a good job, and it's always great to see these players from different nations compete against their age bracket from all around the world. And it's a good barometer of where they are, what they need to improve on, and it's always nice, I think, for our fan base to have a reason to get up in the morning and look at the scores or watch the games when they can, and it's an exciting time.
Yeah, we always have him on at KMOX. It's great to have that running hockey going, and keep an eye on Dvorsky. I'd like to hear you describe Dvorsky as a player for our audience, for those who haven't been as familiar, who have been following, of course, all of the stories, but haven't been able to lay eyes on him.
Yeah, he's a very smart player. He plays the game, I would say, more with his mind than his feet. His skating is average. It's not elite. But that doesn't affect him. He can play east-west. He buys time and space for himself and his teammates. He's got a very good hockey IQ in the offensive zone, and he's a player that's doing very well for a 19-year-old in the American Hockey League. And again, it's just another year where we can build a foundation for him, but we're excited. He's certainly maintaining his draft status as a top 10 pick without any question, and I think, I don't know a lot of I don't know all the players on his team, but I think he's certainly going to have a massive role on that team. And I think he's only going to miss 3 or 4 American League games, so it's not a lot taking away from that group. But he's a player I'm looking forward to see against that group, and then getting back to the American League and continuing what's been a very, very good and promising rookie season.
Just a tremendous amount. They could have potentially up to 9 prospects, as Doug Armstrong said, in the World Juniors. That gets going in Ottawa. Starting on December 26th, and it goes through January 5th. In the meantime, your team here is going to be playing at a very high level. You have the New York Rangers today at 5 o'clock. And, of course, you look forward to seeing, again, some of these. You talk about younger players seem to catch their stride a little bit. The one that I continue to monitor, and I know you do, is Zach Bolduc. I just seeing the potential of that young man is really something.
Yeah, he has we saw it last night, his release is, certainly at the upper end of the NHL already. It gets on his off his stick very quickly. He just has to now understand and find those open holes and round out the rest of his game. He still is a work in progress in the neutral zone and defensively, trying to create plays that might not be there. And that doesn't upset us. It's just learning from those things. The NHL is a league of turnovers, meaning when you turn the puck over against this caliber of players, they counter very quickly. So what we want him to do is just play the game that's there, take advantage of the situations there, but also understand that at this league you have to live to fight another day, and putting the pucks in areas where you can't get exposed if it doesn't work out. And he's getting great mentorship from some of our players. And as I said, he's a young player that we're excited about, and he's learning on the job.
It is fun to watch, that's for sure. These players grow into their own. Doug Armstrong, the GM of the Blues, with us on KMOX. Thank you for breaking down the Fowler trade, and good luck tonight against the Rangers at Enterprise. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, and happy holidays to you and all your listeners.
Yes, sir, and I will see you tomorrow night. Jack Buck Awards, Doug Armstrong is going to be there presenting Ken Hitchcock, receiving a Legends Award at the MAC. The Chiefs and the Browns are next on KMOX.